because right now on our phone, Cobra, we are joined by the manager of the Rangers, the great Ron Washington. Ron joins us from somewhere in Southern California, where tonight the Rangers play game number 162 of the 162 they are scheduled to play against the Los Angeles Angels. So how's the day finding you, sir?
Well, thank you guys for the introduction. The day is finding me in good spirits, as always. Just getting ready to go out and get prepared and try to win another ball game.
You know, it's funny, we talked to you in spring training. Is that the last time we had?
I think so.
Yes. Okay, so that's the last time. So had a lot of fun with you, but I can't imagine that sitting down with you in spring training that you could have imagined the season going any better, and talking to you on the last day, how happy and how excited at the same time you must be.
Well, I'm very excited, and the organization, my coaching staff, the players, they deserve a lot of credit, because from the time we got defeated by San Francisco in November of last year, and we hit spring training, they was committed. And to go through a full season, it takes a ton of commitment, and no one jumped off board. They stayed on board through good and bad times, and this is the results. Now we get another opportunity.
You know, one of the things that you told us when you first got here to take on this task of managing the Rangers is that you are a baseball man. And everything we've seen out of you has held true to that. But the baseball season is a grind, 162 games long. That's not even counting spring training and whatever postseason that you might be in for. So at the end of a season, I mean, does it go by fast for you? Have you looked back today and thought, man, I can't believe we've gone through 162 of these things already? Or does it seem about right? Or what's it like from your end?
Well, what it is like is when you're having success and you win in ball games, the season does fly. When you're not having success and not winning ball games, then the season drags. So it's gotten here, and it's gotten here because we've had a lot of fun. We've gained a lot of experience, and we've taken care of business. So when you're doing those type of things, the season does fly.
You know, we hear from so many former athletes that tell younger players to enjoy the moment, especially, you know, if somehow you make it into play in the playoffs in whatever sport you're involved in, to really soak it up and enjoy it, because you really don't know when you're going to be back. Are you able to do that at all? I mean, you know, you're not playing, you're managing. Looking back at last season and now going into the playoffs, is it enjoyable for you, or is it too tense to even be enjoyable?
Well, it is enjoyable, and there's tense moments in it, and that's just a part of it, and there's nothing you can do to get around that, but you handle it in the same manner. It's a game. If you prepare to go out there and play, then you just let things happen. At this point, you know, physically we all drained. Where we step up is mentally. Where we step up knowing that, you know, there's a task in front of us, and it's not over, and you still have to grind to do it. And I have a great bunch of guys that have learned how to do that, and we are ready. We don't know what's going to happen because we don't have a crystal ball, but we will be ready to play baseball. And if the Lord is willing and we are able to play the Texas Rangers style of baseball, I feel excited and very good about our chances.
If you win tonight, you get home field in that first round. Is that important to you? And if so, how important?
Well, it's very important. You know, we'd rather take the 2-hour and 45-minute flight into Texas and be at home in front of our fans than to take the 5-hour flight to New York. And that doesn't mean that we're afraid to go to New York. If that happens, that happens. But, you know, we have a chance now to determine in which direction we go. And that doesn't put any pressure on us. All we're going to do is go out there and just play our game the way it's supposed to be played. And if it works in our favor, we come home. If it doesn't work in our favor, we get on the plane and we go to New York and we get prepared to play Friday.
So have you done quite a bit of grinding on the postseason roster and the makeup of the team in the first round in these last few days since you nailed things down Friday night?
We've had quite a few discussions, and, you know, we still have time before we put it together. And, you know, I haven't said anything, because before I say anything to the media about exactly what our plans are, I think it's important that the players know exactly where we're headed, and we just haven't been able to get there yet because we still have a job at hand of finishing the season. And then once the season is over, we'll definitely address those type of things.
I heard Nolan say to your old buddy Norm Hitzkus that he, you know, despite the fact that you don't have Cliff Lee here like you did last year going into the playoffs, that he feels a lot more confident in the pitching staff overall, mainly because a lot of those guys have a year under their belt in the postseason, and I'm assuming that experience means everything when it comes to the postseason. You feel the same way?
Yes, I do. You know, what it is, it's, when you've experienced it before, you're in a more relaxed state. You're not wondering what's going to happen. You know what has to happen. And when you can put yourself in that frame of mind, it's easy to go out there and just play the game of baseball. And then what happens, happens. As long as you don't go out there giving things away, you can deal with it. And you can live the fight another day. And that's where we are. All we're doing is trying to play baseball for the day that we are playing it and be right involved in the moment and do what we have to do, whatever the game asks us to do. And then that way, you know, you stay under control. And that's what it's all about.
Now, as to the subject of postseason roster makeup, and while I would never expect you to give anything away to us here right now, let's speak in philosophical generalities here for a moment, if we may. Are you a fan of the third bullpen left-hander, generally speaking?
Well, I think it just depends on who the third left-hander is and what the other two left-handers you have bring. To say if that's what I want to do, you know, I think the makeup of our bullpen is pretty good. We got some tough right-handers that can get left-handers out, and we have two tough left-handers in there that can get them out. But, you know, if for some reason the roster shakes up that you have to carry another lefty, I'm all for it. But, you know, to be 100% say that's the way it has to be made up, no, because we got some tough righties that can get some lefties out.
Does it bother you at all, or do you find it to be kind of cool and intoxicating when it comes to like in these playoff games when they mic you up or they you know interview you in between innings, and it's like, you know, all the managers are kind of under a microscope a little bit. Do you like that, or is it a beating, or do you just accept it as being part of the game of baseball the way it is today?
Well, I don't mind the in game on the headphones talking, you know, one of those innings. I certainly don't want to be mic'd up. Because, you know, I talk a lot to my bench coach. I talk a lot to my players. And I'm not always politically correct. And sometimes I forget myself. So.
God, I can think of a few things more fascinating than you mic'd up.
But I don't mind the end game, you know, third or fourth inning or fifth inning when they ask questions about the Florida game. I'm fine with that.
All right, there's a guy that I'm kind of wondering about. By the way, this, of course, the great Ron Washington, the manager of the Rangers, with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. What is going on with Mitch Moreland? Why has he fell off the edge of the world and is going? When you see him going as poorly as he is right now, what are your thoughts on him?
Well, with Mitch, it was unfortunate that, you know, he just happened to be struggling. And Cruz needed to get at bats.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with Cruz coming back and having to get him at bats, that meant that to keep Michael involved, I had to use him at first base. Michael will play. I had to use him at first base. There's nothing against Mitch, but that's just the way things fell into place right there. And so happened at the time he was struggling, and the days off helped him a lot. So I'm getting him back in the lineup. I got him back in there last night,
mm-hmm.
and I'll get him back in there tonight. And, you know, see if we can get him going again, because we feel like Cruz is close. But because Cruz had to take the DH spot, I couldn't maneuver in the DH spot the way I wanted to. So Michael had to play, and first base is where he had to go.
Do you think he's taking his offensive struggles out to the field with him?
Nope, I certainly don't, because I do believe Mitch Moreland has handled himself very well. We got to forget he's a rookie. You know, I know what he did last year when he came up, but there were some adjustments he had to make, and we had trust that he will make them. But this is the first time he had to experience a major league season. It's a little different than a minor league season, especially when you own a team that have expectations, and it puts a lot more pressure on you, and you try to do more because you want to hold your weight. But in Mitch's case, I think he's done an admirable job. for the first time going out there. And we certainly look forward as we move on to him being a big part of what we're trying to do.
What about with, you know, on the flip side of that, there, as you mentioned, Michael Young and getting him involved in every possibility that you can, get him out there on the field and get him at bats and everything. With the controversy that was surrounding him at the beginning of the year in spring training, I know it probably doesn't surprise you because you've been around the guy a hell of a lot, but, you know, for us, eventually, those stats are going to dip a little bit, start to go down. But the year he's had, you know, you basically said that we are all crazy. I'm going to paraphrase you. If we don't consider Michael to be, you know, an MVP candidate, has this year surprised you at all?
Well, it hasn't surprised me simply because of who Michael Young is. Once you challenge him, it brings the best out in him. And that's what great players do. It doesn't matter if it's Michael or someone else. When you challenge a great player, it brings the best out in him. Most players that's not have that great potential, it probably will destroy him. He's a pro. He knows what he's capable of doing. He never loses sight of what he's capable of doing, and that's why he's able to be as consistent a person and a ball player that he is, because he never loses sight of what he can do. And if we can get younger players to have his mindset quicker, the talent and the potential that they show will surface quicker, because he just do exactly what he's capable of doing, and you find out you do a lot more than you ever thought you could.
So how far are you willing to go tonight? Are you going to sell it all out to get that home field and play this like it's a playoff game tonight?
Well, I'm going to play this like any other game we've played so far this year to win. And have my best lineup in there. And, you know, we want to come home. And we're going to try to do it. Once again, I have this little ball on my desk right now, but I can't seem to see into it. So we got to go play the game.
So that may or may not mean, as far as pitching goes, I mean, I don't want to, you're probably not going to divulge too much, but is it going to be the same as the last couple of nights?
Yes, Harry's going to keep the ball as long as he possibly can. Which, of course, we're not going to let him stay out there and throw 118, 119 pitches. But he's going to keep the ball as long as he possibly can. And if we get into the seventh inning with a lead, we're going to try to shut it down.
You know, I've really been impressed with the way the team has gotten after it in these last two nights after you guys clinched the thing Friday night. I mean, you have been going out there, you have been playing to win, and the team has continued to grind, and it's like they're very aware of what's in front of them and how important that can be.
Believe me, they are very aware of what's in front of them, and I have a great group of guys in that clubhouse. I have a great coaching staff, and their attitude is tremendous. Once again, the game has to be played, but we are ready to play it, and we'll see what happens.
What are your thoughts on Mike Napoli this year?
Well, class act. You know, he's certainly enjoying the new environment that he's in. He's been huge for us in many, many situations at first base, DHing, catching. He handles the pitching staff extremely well. He's a great teammate in that clubhouse. He's a great leader in that clubhouse. And he just continues to strive, and he continues to get better. And I certainly hope it's the environment that he's in that will continue to have him do that as we move forward.
Did you realize he was this good defensively and this good a handler of pitchers?
Well, the little time that I got to see him, and that was about 3 or 4 years since he's been in the big leagues, the 5 years that he'd been here, I always felt like Mike Napoli was solid. Yes, he never hit for three. He never hit 300, but he always had power numbers. He always got big hits. And I always thought he handled the pitching staff well, and I always thought that he was a grinder. And to play this game, you have to be a grinder. And we have a team full of grinders, so he fit in perfectly.
One more before we let you go, Wash, and that is the other night with the celebration, which I thought was so cool, having letting the fans stick around and you guys watching the Angels game on the big screen. I thought that was a really classy way to you know, usher in a division championship. But on that front, the celebration was really cool, and you guys looked like you were having a ball out there. But did you find it different from last year? Was it a little more tempered, knowing that it is a second time around and that the goals aren't quite finished yet?
Well, I think you saw a difference because after the game was over, we wasn't able to celebrate. if we would have been able to celebrate after the game was over, I think you'd have seen a little more intensity. But, you know, they got an opportunity to go out there, and I'm telling you, they had a good time, but I think the time would have been much better if when that game ended, that was it, then you'd have seen something totally different. But I love what they did, and I'm glad they included the fans, and they went out and watched it on the screen with the fans, and they were so deserving of it. And those guys performed the way they performed this year because our fans came out and cheered them on.
Generally speaking, are you a Tyrone Davis or a Marvin Cease guy?
I'm a Tyrone Davis guy.
Excellent. Excellent. As always, I can't thank you enough for the time. It's always so much fun having you on. And good luck the rest of the way, man.
We'll be into it. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. The great Ron Washington there with us here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Who was the first guy you mentioned?
Tyrone Davis.
Does he know who Marvin Cease is?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Okay.
They're kind of joined at the hip. And
are they both the lovemaking soul singing variety?
Somewhat. You hear them compared pretty frequently.
I just talked to him after you put him on hold, and I said, thanks for joining us, Ron. Anytime we can work in the great Tyrone Davis in an interview with you, it's a good thing. And he goes, thank you, my man.
God, he's the best. There is nobody like that. That's a heck of a way to start off another broadcast day.